Okay, today we're going to learn Beitza Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. We are holding on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, the second line on the page, at the two dots. And the Gemara is going to bring a halacha about a matana, that if a person makes a tanai after he's already finished giving the matana, so then the tanai is not going to be chal, because it's too late, you already gave the matana. Says the Gemara, it goes as follows. Hu gavra damar lahu, a guy says, havile arba me'azuzi l'ploni, give 400 zuz to ploni, v'linsiv barti, he says before he dies to other people, give 400 zuz to this man and let him marry my daughter. Amrav Papa Arba Meya Shakil, the guy gets to take the 400 zuz, ubarte, but as far as the daughter is concerned, ibai nasiv, ibai lo nasiv, if he wants he can marry the daughter, if he wants he doesn't have to marry the daughter. The matana doesn't depend on the marriage. Says the Gemara Taima Damar Havulei Vilinsiv, it's only because he first said give the 400 zuz and then only afterwards said and let him marry my daughter. Avli Amar Linsiv Havulei, but if he would have reversed the order of his two statements, he would have said, have this guy marry my daughter and give him 400 zuz, then it would the 400 zuz would actually depend on whether he actually marries the daughter. If he actually marries the daughter, he'll get the 400 zuz, otherwise he would not. Maremer was saying this teaching on his own, without saying it as a question of any sort, he was just saying as a halacha psuka, that not the halacha about the daughter. Going back to the original halacha we were talking about before, that a tanai doesn't help to allow you to be yotzei the mitzvah of karban chagiga with a karban toda. You can't just make the karban toda holy al tanai that it will count as a karban chagiga, or to use for a karban nazir money of maaser sheni by making it maaser sheni money on the condition that you'll be able to use it for the karban nazir. Amalei Ravina lemareimar atun hochi masnitula. You taught this on your own, not in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Anaki d'vay minei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan masnitula. We learned it as something that was a shaila and tshuva that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan gave that as a response. So main point number one over here is that if a man makes a deal before he dies that someone should get 400 zuz and marry his daughter, it depends on whether the 400 zuz is dependent on the marriage, depends on the order in which he said it. Whether the 400 zuz is dependent on the marriage, depends on the order in which the man said it. Now, there is something called smicha, by Karmen Ola, by Karmen Shlomim. The Torah tells us in Parshas Vayikra that a person has to do smicha on the carbon. He has to lean his weight on the carbon. In our Mishnah, we have Machlux Rishon Beis Hillel by Shalmei Chova, whether they're chayiv in smicha. So the Gemara first understood that Beis Hillel holds that we learn the chayiv smicha by Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava, and Beis Shalmei holds that we don't learn a binyanav from Shalmei Chova, because you could reject the comparison and say, well, Nedava is something that's very matzah, something that's very common, because whenever a person wants, he can go bring a Nedava, and then maybe that's why it's chayiv in smicha. But a karban chova, which doesn't happen whenever you want, it's only when you become chayiv in it, so then it's not chayiv in smicha. So therefore, Beis Shammai says that Shalmei Simcha and Chagiga don't require smicha. So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that quotes a source for the chi of smicha by an olas chova. Tani Tana kamed Rabbi Yitzchak Baraba. The Tana taught by Rabbi Yitzchak Baraba. It says by the ola that Aaron HaKohen brought on the eighth day of the Miluim, ve'akreves ha'ola ve'yaseha kamishbat, that this was an olas chova that he was bringing, and it says it says kamishbat that he brought a kamishbat. Now there's no real mishbat over here. What does the pasuk mean when it says mishpat? It must mean that just like an olas nedava that it says in Parshas Vayikra, where you have to do smicha, so we hear also ve'yaseh kamishpat, that Aaron did smicha on this carbon. Kamishpat olas nedava, he treated it with the same rules of smicha that an olas nedava has. Limed al olas chova shetuna smicha. So you see from here that an olas chova also requires smicha. Amr le, so Rabbi Yisroel bar Abba said to him, Damar lachmani, who taught you this this brisa, the darshan zechiv smicha be'el schova from the word mishpat, who's it following? Be'shamahi, it's got to be going like the shita be'shamahi. Dilo gam mishalmei chova, mishalmei nedava. Be'shamahi holds that we can't learn the chiv smicha by karbonos chova with a binyanav from karbonos nedava, because we could always ask that nedava is more common. So therefore, be'shamahi pater, shalmei simcha and chagiga from smicha, like it says in our Mishnah. So l'shitasam, Beishamai would hold, you can't be mechayev smicha by any olas chova with a binyanava, memetzina from olas nedava. And therefore they need this drasha in order to be mechayev in olas chova b'smicha. Meaning the necessity of a drasha of kamishpat to tell me that an olas chova requires smicha is only if you hold that you can't learn it from elsewhere, that you can't learn the chiv smicha from olas nedava. Di'i beis hillel, because if you're going to go like beis hillel, you don't need this drasha. Given the gamri shalmei chova mishalmei nedava, once you're learning shalmei chova with a binyanav from shalmei nedava, olas chova nami loti bayikra, the gamri mi olas nedava. Olas chova won't require a pasuk either to teach us that you need smicha, because we would derive it from olas nedava. So the Gemara says, no, mi ma'ide beisil shalmei chova mishalmei nedava gamri. How do you know that beisil derives shalmei chova from shalmei nedava? How do you know that that's how beisil knows the din of smicha by shalmei chova? Dilma, could be that beisil agrees that you can't learn chova from nedava. The chiv smicha by shalmei chova may be may olas chova gamri. It may be from the din of olas chova. Oh, how do I know olas chova requires smicha? Olas chova gufa bayikra, and that's what the pasuk kamishpat teaches me, that olas chova requires smicha. So it could be that this whole drasha, this whole brisa, actually follows beis hillel. Says Gemara Mishna mishalmei nedava delo gamri. Why is it that we don't learn it from shalmei nedava shekin mitzuyin, because shalmei nedava are very common. Well, may olas chova nami lo gamri. We shouldn't derive smicha from olas chova either shekin kalil, because olas chova is different than shalmei chova. Olas chova are totally burnt on the mizbeach, as opposed to shalmei chova, which are eaten by the kohanim or by the owners and aren't brought on them, and only the fat, only certain parts of it, are brought on the mizbeach. So maybe it shouldn't require smicha. Maybe you can't compare it. So it says Gemara Asya mi benaya. The Gemara says Beis Hillel could still be the author of this brisa, and once you have a pasuk kamishba to tell me that olas chova needs smicha, so now you know that olas chova needs smicha, and you know the shalmei chova from a tzad shava of the two of them, from olas chova and from shalmei nedava, because we have psukim to teach shalmei nedava needs smicha, we have pasuk to teach olas chova needs smicha. So mele between the two of them, I can learn that shalmei chova also requires smicha. V'savri beis shamai shalmei chova lo bo smicha. Meshamei holds shalmei chova don't require smicha at all, even when they're brought on a weekday. Meaning the gemara is asking what v'savri beis shamai shalmei chova lo bo smicha. Does beis shamai hold that shalmei chova don't require smicha? Vatanya, but don't we have a brisa? Amr Rabbi Yossi, lo nechlu b'sham b'sil al smicha atzma shetzarich, that b'sham b'sil agree that b'sham lechova do need smicha, al ma nechluku al tekef l'smicha shchita. Their only argument is whether immediately following the smicha must come the shchita, sh'b'sham yom meno tzarich, or b'sil lom tzarich. B'sham says you don't need to shech the carbon right away after the smicha. B'sil says you do need to shech the carbon right away after the smicha. So since the Shechita, the Simcha, and the Chagiga is on Yom Tov, Beis Hillel would say the Smicha also has to be on Yom Tov and not on Erev Yom Tov, because it's got to be immediate. So Gemara says that this Machlokes Tanaim, as far as understanding Beis Shammai, is Huda Amar Ki Haitana, that Beis Shammai is saying that there's no Chiv Smicha and Shalmei Chova like the following Tana. Ditanya, Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudolo, Nechlu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, I'll take off the Smicha Shechita Shetzarech. That really Beis Shammai Beis Hillel agree that you do need to take off the smicha shchita. You do need to do shchita right away after the smicha. Alma nechleku, you know what they're really arguing about? Al smicha atzma. Shabisham rabbeinu tzarech Beis Hillel tzarech. Bisham says you don't need smicha, and shalmei chova Beis Hillel says that you do. So we have two versions of the machlokes Bisham Beis Hillel, two understandings of the machlokes Bisham Beis Hillel. One understanding is that they're arguing about take off the smicha shchita, and the other is that they're arguing about whether shalmei chova requires smicha entirely, whether shalmei chova requires smicha at all. Tan Rabbanan, we have a b'risa. Maisvil Hazaken Shevi Alaso Lazara Lismachal Abiyom Tov. One time Hil Hazaken brought his Olas Ria to the Azara to do smicha on Eran Yantif and to bring it. Chavru Alef Talmidei Shamei Hazaken. The Talmidei Shamei Hazaken thought he was bringing an Olas Ria against the Shita of Beis Shamei, who did not allow bringing the Olas Ria on Yom Tov. They realized what he was doing. So Amrlo Mati V'shal Behemazo. So they said to him, "Hey, what's the story with this with this animal?" Now, since he realized that they were trying to pick a fight, he lied. Amr Lahem Nekevehi. He said, "Don't worry, it's a female animal, so it can't possibly be a carbonola. Carbonola can only be brought from males. Ulziv Cheshlamim Hevesiha, and I'm bringing it as a shlamim." Kishkesh lahem biznava, and he was trying to show them that it was a nekeva and that it could only be shlamim. So he started lifting up the tail as if to show them that you could check for yourselves. V'holchu lahem. Once they saw that he was willing to show them, they didn't bother actually looking, and they went on their way. V'osa yom gavar yadam shel beis shamay al beis hillel. That day the beis shamay overpowered the beis hillel. Ubikshu l'kvoa halacha kamosan, and they wanted to establish the halacha like the Beis Shammai, that an Olas Ri'ah cannot be brought on Yom Tov. And there was one Talmud of Shammai HaZakein by the name of Bab Ben Buta, who knew that Allah should really follow Beis Hillel, that Olas Ri'ah could be brought on Yom Tov. V'shalach ve'vi kol tzon kedar shebi Yerushalayim, and he went and he brought all the best sheep in Yerushalayim, v'amidon ba'azara, and he stood them up in the Azara v'amar. Kol mi sharotza lismoch, yavo v'yismoch. Anyone who wants to do smicha on this animal and bring it as a carbon, go ahead, do it. Osa yom gavri yadon shal Beis Hillel, and because of that move, the Beis Hillel became overpowered. V'kav l'alach kamosin, they were able to establish the alach like the Beis Hillel. V'lo haya adam she'irar badavar klum. So no one had any tainas, no one was able to complain about it at all. So a fascinating episode that teaches us that even though the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagreed whether you're allowed to bring in Olas Ria and Yom Tov, it was a Talmud from the Beis Shammai who ensured that the halacha would ultimately be established like the Beis Hillel, that you're allowed to, because he knew that that was the correct halacha, and that's how it ought to be established for future generations. Okay, Beis Shem will pick up from there next time.